This is Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom and connecting to country through the guidance of Jambi, an original custodian of the Northern Rivers region from the Gitabong Ngarrukul people. Committed to activating the deep spring within all of us, Jambi carries the work of culturally informed trauma-integrated healing around the world with Indigenous elders and knowledge keepers. Colonisation is not the end of the story. What we see now is that all the bloodlines are here. So we can allow the story to play out the way it has been, or we can take control of the story. We're not able to change the past, but we can own the future, and there is wisdom in this for all of us. Sovereignty is responsibility. You can't have one without the other. It is about coming back to mother. We'll get the wisdom out of this, and we'll sing the songs and create the dances and the stories that go about this time, from colonisation to now. Our lands have been cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.
I'm Jambi. I'm from the Gitabong and Ngarrukul people of the Northern Rivers. So it's around Mount Lindsay and Mount Warning, Mulumbini, Momoli and Jagunbunj. And I also have English, Irish, a little bit of Norwegian and Vanuatu blood as well. And I really do honour the journey of my ancestors, all of them, that bring me here to this point. So the name Jambi comes from a tribe down south, and my father was given permission to give that name to me. He travelled with some people from down there, and they told him about that name. And up here in the Northern Rivers, the same name is Dharam, that has the same meaning, and that's recognition of the next in line for eldership, the eldest in the generation. There's another word actually here as well that's very close to some of the elders here call me, and that's Jambi. And Jambi means to carry great intention. But I want to give respect to the tribes down south. I want to give big respect to those mobs. And where I believe it comes from is the beginning of the ley line that runs up here following the mountains. And there's pretty strong power in that. And there's old stories in that. And I've got a lot of respect for it.
We do the work now to repair our connection to Creator, to ancestry, to country, and to each other. To have the power to hold sovereignty for our bloodlines, our kinship, and future generations.
So one thing that I understand about the sovereign movement and the sovereign understanding in this country, it's a hard pill to swallow, but at the end of the day, if we don't do the work in ourselves and come to a good place in ourselves, repair our connection to country, to Creator, to ancestry, and to each other, then we don't have what it takes to hold sovereignty. We don't have the ability to wield it. We don't have, it'd be like understanding how great this place is, how powerful this land is, how powerful we are as a people. If we're not mindful of where we are in our heart, of our healing story, and making sure that whatever we do is coming from our heart space and not from our warrior, not out of protection but out of empowerment. The protection's in there, absolutely, but everything has its place. I feel that by doing our healing work, being able to process everything that's gone on for our bloodlines, for our kinship, for our future generations, and for the ancestry. It's our role now, because we're the ones here with the human heart, with the consciousness embodied. We do the work now to actually go through that healing story, to get the wisdom out of this and understand what's going on, so that we can be the sovereigns, the custodians, the bloodlines, the country that our future generations deserve to be. We have to do this now. The longer we wait, the worse it's going to get. It's definitely not going to get any easier. I know people who've gone right down the legal roads in sovereignty. They've got documents from the monarchy and all that sort of stuff saying that they're recognised as the sovereigns and all that sort of thing. This is one or two people in a tribe who aren't able to produce those documents because they know the rest of their mob isn't going to be able to carry it. So even though they've sovereignty on the legal and political is possible, most of us aren't ready to carry it. And it's sad and it's heartbreaking, especially for people who've spent so much of their life doing the work to get to that point. Everyone wants to scream and carry on for sovereignty, but that's what, once a year? Then they go home and they act like they're victims. They go home and be disempowered. They're not really living it. It's something you have to live. It's not something that anyone's going to give you. You have to earn it. You have to live it. You have to be respectful and responsible with it. It's not going to come an easy way. It didn't go an easy way. It went with blood and tears. I think we're a little bit silly if we think it's going to come back in an easy way. It's going to take strength. It's going to take empowerment. Empowerment's what's going to give us the ability to wield that sort of thing, to be able to carry that responsibility. Because that doesn't mean that you're now able to go and sleep on the street wherever you feel, or you're going to get a house, or you're going to get a car, or even get a loan. That's got nothing to do with any of that. It's got nothing about making your life easier. It's about making your life right. It's about recognition of your rightful place here in this country. And that comes with the responsibility. That means, can you imagine this, if we, all of a sudden, black fellas got full control of the land back. So every white fella's got a problem is now our problem. Everybody that's got issues is now our problem. If there's no more coppers, that means we got to do it. There's no more police coming in, trying to keep drugs out. There's nothing except our responsibility to look after our people and our country. And this is one thing that we always seem to forget. Our responsibility on country covers everybody on country. That's a lot of power that we got to wield. That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of strength, a lot of empowerment, to keep that energy flowing from the land, from creator, from ancestry into this person, into to everybody on country, in order for us all to be empowered and be respectful and responsible with our own life story and do things in the right way, in a good way, for the right reason. That's what sovereignty is. It's not going to be easy. It's definitely worth the effort. It's definitely something that we need to do, regardless of how much it's going to hurt or how much energy it's going to take or how much we have to go through. But that's what it means. That's why we haven't got it. It's not because it's not there for us to take. It's that we're not ready. And if we're not being real with that, we're not being responsible with that understanding, we're not being respectful that that's what it deserves before we get that power back, we're never going to earn it. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it's got to be. We've got to earn it back. We've got to show the creator, we've got to show the earth, We got to show the ancestors that we deserve to have that responsibility again. It's not all up to being bloodline to country. It takes so much more than that. We do it right and it'll come right.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. Ceremony is about intention, bringing together all the elements, people, the DNA codes they carry, and creating the right space in place to empower the intention we send forward.
So when it comes to the understanding of ceremony, in the modern day, like I was saying, everyone's sort of looking for an understanding for themselves, really. It doesn't matter what culture they interact with or they come up against or anything like that, which people, from which place. Everyone's trying to understand who they are and how to look after that, how to come to terms with that, how to be responsible with that. So if we break ceremony down, we bring it out of the understanding of our law ceremonies and our initiation ceremonies and things like that. We come down out of that business. My understanding of ceremony, and this is something that we can all share as humans all over the place, and this is from traveling around a bit and seeing how different ceremonies are done and what's the purpose, and where are other indigenous cultures is opening up and sharing more, and from what level they're actually sharing. They're not sharing the strong stuff that is particular to one place. They're sharing the understanding of what it is to be human and to do the healing work and all that sort of thing. They're not sharing the big law stories. Some people seem to be right way to come in. They get that sort of understanding. But, you know, there's so many different ceremonies for different things. My simple understanding of ceremony, without going into things like plant medicines and all that sort of thing, which is just it just brings through different tools in ceremony for different purposes and things like that, even though the, you know, the hallucinogenic and all the deep spiritual connections and all that sort of stuff and opening all that up. Ceremony, I feel, is mostly about your intention. What empowers a ceremony and the purpose of the ceremony is all in the intention. And then bringing together the elements, not just the earth elements, but the people as well, and the different DNA codes that people carry, the different aspects of this world that we put together to empower the intention that we send forward. And I think that's the basis of it. It's recognition of, one, it's creating the right space in the right place. You can be putting down a fire in the right area, water ceremonies, the right place at the right time, where everything works the best. It's been tried and tested for thousands of years, what works the best in which place. And setting forward the intention, whether that be to respect the earth, respect the creator, paying, giving thanks to the abundance of fish, abundance of food or good health, all sorts of things. Always thankful. I mean, life, that's why people come up with that understanding of life being a ceremony. All those things have come together in order to create you. So every day being respectful and grateful for that. And then walking that in your day. Seeing that in your people, in your family. The ceremony is everywhere. It's everything. It's the way the wind interacts with the sun. It's the way the water interacts with the earth. It's all of those things. It's the way I interact with anybody that I meet. It's the way I walk on the land, is every step I'm taking with care. Am I being respectful with what I say and what I do? Am I being responsible for the things I've done, right or wrong? Do I live my life with intention? Why am I here? is the things I'm doing for the good, or is it for the bad? Am I empowering truth? Am I empowering darkness and trauma and those that wield it? So you can have good and bad ceremonies. You can have right and wrong reasons for ceremonies. You can have ceremonies that are done in the right and the wrong way. But intention is a very big part of it. Being witness to the spirits that turn up to be involved in the ceremony too is a big thing. There's a reason that certain people are built to hold ceremonies and some aren't. And even from time to time, those people might be going through something where they can't stay clear enough to hold the intention or see the energies that are coming that they need to be able to protect the ceremony from. There's a lot of important jobs in the community, in society. This is just one of them. To mark a moment in time between the past, present and future, to open that doorway that links us all together so we can be so grateful for everything that's happened in our bloodlines, the lessons we're learning, and celebrate times of healing. But to see our elders and our uncles and our aunties concentrating on that fire, they're just giving respect to that fire, the grandfather fire, concentrating on the wind through the trees while the ceremony is going on, feeling the ancestors turning up, coming from everywhere, to be present. There's a lot going on. But yeah, there's right and the wrong way. Now, there's different reasons for ceremonies, but it should be something we always talk about, that word. Or if you have that word for good ceremonies, celebrate ceremonies and gratefulness ceremonies in your country, in your lands, find out what that word is and speak it. Not so much the law ceremonies, they're different. That carries more weight. That carries a lot more responsibility. And that should be kept sacred. But yeah, every breath we take is another element mixing with us and the interaction between us and the air and our feet on the earth. That's a ceremony too. A beautiful ceremony.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. Get your bare feet on the earth now and tune in for the meditation.
Find yourself a place to stand, far enough apart that you can feel just your own energy. With your heart, allow yourself to feel whichever direction you feel to face. Do one turn. Feel with your heart. There's no right or wrong. Bend your knees a little bit and get comfortable. And breathe deep. Breathe deep into your belly. Breathe in for 4, out for 8. 3 times. Allow yourself to feel the pressure on your base. Feel that energy going down your legs and into your feet. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest, breathing in chi energy, life force, storing it in the chest. Exhaling any negativity, 3 times. On the next breath, using your intention, we send that energy down through the base, down the legs, through the feet, into the earth. Allow yourself to feel your root system going down through water aquifers, feeling the cold, down through lava tubes, feeling the heat, all the way down to the core of the earth. And there. Allow yourself to feel the heart of the Mother Earth. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that she has for you. Now allow yourself to feel as that energy travels up through your root system, up through your feet, into your body, touching every chakra point. Paying attention as it touches your mind, resting your ego, allowing you to come back into your heart, feeling safe. You're at home. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest again, breathing in 3 more times, storing that life force. On the next breath, using our intention, we send that energy up towards higher self. Anything standing in the way, you see it burst like fireworks, smashing to pieces. Keep that energy traveling up. And there, suspended in the collective consciousness, source energy, we feel weightlessness, timelessness, nothing but the love of the Creator. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that He has for you. Allow yourself to feel your reason for being. Allow yourself to feel as that energy travels down through your crown, filling your whole aura. Allow yourself to feel your empowerment, your purpose. Now we bring our attention to our breath once more, this time breathing directly into each chakra point. Breathe deep, send that energy directly to the base. Feel it getting stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter, slowly turning. up to your core. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning. Up to your center. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning. Up to your heart. Take a big, deep breath for your heart. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning. Up to your throat. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning. Up to your third eye, pineal gland. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning. Up to your crown. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning. And all the way back up to your higher self. Allow yourself to feel every part of your being from the core of the earth with the heart of the mother. To your higher self, with the love of the creator. Feel your energy expand and contract with every breath. Allow yourself to feel the presence of the ancestors here. That ancient timeless energy, solid and strong. The energy of lifetime after lifetime of the same DNA codes lived here, in this place. Now with your heart, let them see who you are. Allow yourself to feel their stare as they look deep into your chest. And allow yourself to feel a shift as they turn their stare away. Now with your intention, let them see why you are here. Let your mind paint the picture for them to see. Now allow yourself to feel your ancestry. If you don't know them, then feel your blood. Without judgment or expectation, let it show you the lands from where it came. Let it show you the mountains, the rivers, the oceans and the beaches, the people and the places of your original tribes. Now allow yourself to feel the last lawman or lawwoman from your original tribes. The ones who still knew the old ways, practiced the old culture. Now allow yourself to feel as that ancestor places their hand on your shoulder. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step forward from you to meet the ancestors here. See them meeting in respect of the old ways, the old laws taught to us by the earth. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step back and takes your place at your shoulder once more. Let them know that you're grateful for their presence in your life and you're open to their guidance. And let yourself feel the pride that they have for you. For you are the next step in your ancestry. Put here in this time, in this place, to take this next step, to heal your bloodlines and reconnect to the earth. Allow yourself to come back into this time, into this place. Taste the air. Feel the wind on your skin. The earth beneath your feet. And as you open your eyes, allow yourself to view this place as if it was the first time you'd ever seen it. Without judgment or expectation, let creation tell you its story. Let the trees tell you who they are. Let the sky show you its purpose. And take as long as you like.
You've been listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom through connection to country. Grounded and Connected Empowerment was recorded and produced on Bundjalung First Nations sacred lands in collab with Koori Mayo. Music by Oka. For more info on Jambi, head to groundedandconnectedempowerment.com. We acknowledge the lands on which we live and work, cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.